The state of Oklahoma and leaders of the five tribes are just beginning to figure out how they will handle criminal jurisdiction and other matters in the wake of the historic McGirt v. Oklahoma decision. KOSU's Allison Herrera spoke with Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter on what he'd like to see going forward.
You know, I remember I spoke with you the day the McGirt decision came out, and you said your office, leaders of the five tribes, and other agencies had been, you know, really working on a plan or a proposed plan since Murphy. And you were figuring out, you know, how you would work together on some of the issues we're seeing pop up as a result of the McGirt decision.
There was agreement with regard to, you know, what we've referred to as the agreement principle. It is nothing more than a proposal in very general terms about how Congress should consider acting to restore criminal jurisdiction to the state, again on a concurrent basis with the tribes and the federal government, and then deal with uncertainties around civil jurisdiction, both with regard to how the tribe can exercise civil jurisdiction over non-Indian individuals and non-Indian business activities, as well as clarifying the extent to which the state is able to exercise its civil jurisdiction over tribal members on land outside of trust property or land owned by the tribe. So that was the goal, the aspiration of all the work that went on. Several of these tribes, I think, are experiencing a lot of concern. I really feel that most of it is in the nature of misunderstanding about what the agreement principle does. It doesn't erase the, I think, important aspects of McGirt, which establishes that the Creek Reservation wasn't disestablished at statehood, and that they have a sovereignty with regard to, again, those historic lands that are now the Creek Reservation and encompass almost 10 counties, including Tulsa.
Do you think it's too soon to introduce legislation that will likely have lasting effects when we're just a little over a month into the McGirt decision?
Well, I mean, that word's been used to criticize the process, and I reject that. There's been stops and starts, but for most of the last 2 years, we have been at the table with the other five tribes working through what Oklahoma was going to look like, whatever the decision in McGirt. So I was taking the position that I was going to agree to an approach that made more sense in the future for the state and the tribes. And I was taking that position, notwithstanding the fact that we could have been successful. So we all had skin in the game, if you will, because we didn't know what the decision was going to be. So there is nothing rushed or improperly considered here about this. It's really very simple. There's clarification with regard to civil jurisdiction, both relating to the extent to which tribes can exercise jurisdiction over non-Indians and non-Indian business activities. There is clarification with regard to the extent to which the state can exercise jurisdiction over Native Americans who live outside of trust lands or outside of lands owned by the tribe. And then there's a restoration on a shared basis of criminal jurisdiction with the tribe, the federal government, and the state.
In your opinion, what's the way forward for the state and the tribes?
Back to my remark, it's important to be patient. I'm hopeful that after there's a thorough review of the ups and downs, pluses and minuses that tribes are concerned about, that we can get back to the table. I mean, you can't work out problems unless you're talking. And that's sort of the challenge that we have now, is that we don't have everybody at the table. I continue to be committed to the process, and I expressed disappointment in a public way. I thought it was measured, and I felt like I needed to express that disappointment. You know, the Bible tells us, let us reason together, and it was one of LBJ's favorite remarks when he was in a tough situation. So that's my hope, is that we're going to be able to reason together and work through some of the things that I think we need Congress's help on.
That was KOSU's Allison Herrera with Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter. You can find more on the fallout of the McGirt v. Oklahoma Supreme Court decision at kosu.org.